Happy Valentine's Day. It is that, right? And it's Ash Wednesday. 2 days that really speak of love. And it's appropriate that we would think of both of them today. It's also worth noting that both of them point at or give us an opportunity to reflect on that maybe we get both of them wrong in some ways. That this idea that we have of love often is if we give the right treat, we'll get back. It's like a contract. If I give you something, then I'll get something in return. We think of it in kind of that relationship. And certainly religion can be that way. Religion for most human beings, in fact, has been that way through the centuries, where we try to appease some power and try to get that God to, instead of doing whatever random thing the God wants to do, get the God to do what we want God to do. It's a real misunderstanding of what religion is. And to the degree that we try to love people by giving them things that'll get them to treat us a certain way, it's a real misunderstanding of what love is. In Isaiah chapter 58, we have this powerful word through the prophet of a time when the people were trying to do the right religious acts, fasting, worshiping, paying attention to the Sabbath, and yet God says, for all these things that you're trying to do, you're missing the boat entirely. And I just invite you, as we enter into this time of Lent, and this Ash Wednesday, to ask God to help you see the ways in which maybe for all of your fervor to love God, to be a good religious person, that you might be, it's possible, missing the boat too. Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. Yet day after day they seek me and delight to know my ways, as if they were a nation that practiced righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me righteous judgments. They delight to draw near to God. Why do we fast, but you do not see? Why humble ourselves, but you do not notice? Look, you serve your own interest on your fast day and oppress all your workers. Look, you fast only to quarrel and to fight and to strike with a wicked fist. Such fasting as you do today will not make your voice heard on high. Is such the fast that I choose? A day to humble oneself? Is it to bow down the head like a bulrush and to lie in sackcloth and ashes? Will you call this a fast? A day acceptable to the Lord? Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry, and to bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn, and your healing shall spring up quickly. Your vindicator shall go before you, and the glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry for help, and he will say, "Here I am." If you remove the yoke from among you, the pointing of the finger, the speaking of evil, if you offer your food to the hungry and satisfy the needs of the afflicted, then your light shall rise in the darkness and your gloom be like the noonday. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your needs in parched places and make your bones strong. And you shall be like a watered garden, like a spring of water whose waters never fail. Your ancient ruins shall be rebuilt. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to live in. What an amazingly powerful word from God. And it reminds me a bit of what John the Baptist says as he enters into Galilee and people come flocking to him and the soldiers ask, what should we do? And he simply says, don't take from people. People ask him, what should we do? And he says, be kind. It's not rocket science. God is simply calling us to be who we were created to be. That's when we come alive. That makes sense, doesn't it? Human beings didn't create religion so we could get control of God. God created us so that he could give us life. But life only happens when we live it according to the way we were created to live it. When we love our neighbor, when we care for those who are in need. These are the things that not only get God's attention, but actually in the doing of them give us life. We know this is true. We're finding it in scientific study, so we know it's true, right? That when we love people, when we care for others, when we give of ourselves, when we volunteer, when we do right, we get healthier. And so Lent is a chance, an opportunity for us not simply to bow down like bulrushes, not simply to put ashes on our heads and to look the part, but for us to commit ourselves to living the life we were created to live. Of course, that includes saying, God, I'm sorry for not doing so. Of course, it includes turning toward God and listening for God's word. But above all, it means simply living that life. And so this Lent, as we confess our sins, as we recognize our mortality, as we listen for God's word of forgiveness, I would invite you also to pray to God about what it is you can do to more fully live the life you were created to live. That's really the Lenten commitment. So if it's giving up chocolate, don't just think about what you're giving up, but what is it God's calling you to do? Not simply to give up, but to step forward so that every time you're hungry, you do something kind for somebody. Or maybe don't give up chocolate, buy fair trade chocolate so that you're helping stop the slavery that is impoverishing people around the world. Think about what you can do in a positive direction to carry out the word of God in your life. In fact, one of the ideas that's been going through my mind, especially as I was listening to Pastor Jonna read Jesus' words from Matthew chapter 6, when he talks about doing things in secret. There's sometimes you've heard of a secret Santa. Maybe you've done that before. Maybe this Lent would be a chance for us to practice being secret Valentines, to be looking for ways we can do good for others, we can extend love to others, and try not to be noticed in the process. See what joy can fill your heart and the heart of God as you seek to do good, not letting the left hand know what the right hand is doing, but make that our Lenten discipline, to do good, to practice love in our lives, in our world. Shout out. Do not hold back. Lift up your voice like a shofar. Announce to my people their rebellion, to the house of Jacob their sins. These are people who are thinking they're doing well and they're doing right. And maybe in many ways they are. But they can do better. They can live this life of love more fully. And so can we. So let us come and acknowledge our sin and our mortality before God. And in the grace of God, go forward to love God and to love our neighbor. Amen.